The Holy Gospel this morning is from Matthew, the 25th chapter. Jesus said to the disciples, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep at his right hand and the goats at the left. Then the king will say to those at his right hand, 'Come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you for the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me.' Then the righteous will answer him, 'Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? When was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you?' And the king will answer them, 'Truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these, who are members of my family, you did it to me.' Then he will say to those at his left hand, 'You that are accursed, depart from me into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not give me clothing. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me.' Then they also will answer, 'Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not take care of you?' Then he will answer them, 'Truly I tell you, just as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me.' And those will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life." The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. As I said earlier, this is Christ the King Sunday, and it always comes at the end of the church year, just before we begin Advent. In some ways, Matthew's apocalyptic vision in today's gospel reads like a final exam. Is Matthew quizzing us to make sure that we get it? That we get the whole point of Jesus? The word apocalyptic comes from a Greek word, apokalyptos, which means to reveal or to uncover. So Matthew's intent here is to further reveal the truth of Jesus, to reveal hidden things, things that are right in front of us, but which our eyes cannot see. First, as a refresher on family history, we know that Jesus is royalty, descended from the royal line of David, made possible through his father Joseph. And once you're royalty, you're always royalty, even if people don't recognize you for who you are. Now, recently I did a Facebook quiz. Is Lynn Waska here? Lynn. There's a Facebook quiz that Lynn Waska, a member here, did online. And she uploaded her picture to this quiz that says, "What celebrity do you look like?" And guess what? She looks like Princess Diana, like a spitting image of her. And so I thought, well, that looks like fun. So I uploaded my photo too. And guess what? I look like Diana too. But Lynn and I look nothing alike. And so I thought, what's the deal here? How can Lynn and I look so different from each other, and yet we're both doppelgangers for the princess? And that got me thinking about what Jesus is talking about here. Are we all Jesus' royalty? You and me and the hungry and the destitute and the imprisoned and all the people of the world, are we all royalty of God? I'm not sure how Jesus would feel about us proclaiming that he is royalty. Then again, to say that Jesus is king is to say that all the other rulers and authorities of this world are not. Today, Jesus proclaims his presence in and among the poor, the destitute, the lonely, the addicted, the hopeless, the frightened, the mentally ill. Jesus says, if you have seen those people, you have seen him. Lord, when did I see you at the side of the road holding a sign that says, anything helps? I guess I didn't see you. I only saw an old guy bundled up from the cold. Jesus, when did I see you addicted? I didn't see you, but I saw a neighbor who I've known for years who is trying to hide her desperation. Jesus, when did I see you hungry? I don't think I saw you. If I had seen you, I would have fed you and clothed you and given you something warm to drink and eat, but I didn't see you. I saw someone else. Lord, when did I see you? I guess I never saw you at all. Is that how we want to walk through our lives? I'm not sure what I thought the Lord would look like. Probably one of those paintings that we're so accustomed to. Jesus with brown olive skin and long dark hair and a beard with a flowing robe. I thought Jesus would be strong and gentle and yet have a commanding presence about him. I thought he would be one of those people who has it all together. Instead, I'm learning that to see Jesus, I need to look for those he has adopted into his family. The lonely, the ill, the hungry, the homeless. Those who Jesus has made his royal family. Now, royalty traditionally is identified through following a bloodline from generation to generation. The continuation of the royal lineage requires the continuation of the next generation, either through birth or adoption. And at this time of year, there is a lot of focus on family. A lot of family gatherings, right? And it's common to reconnect with families of our origin or families of our own choosing. Jesus says that his family, who is a royal lineage, includes all of those people, the hungry, the naked, the imprisoned. These family members are not in need of being rescued, but instead we are to accompany them. And in this accompanying, walking together, the separation between the us and the them seems to dissolve. I think that is when Jesus is truly revealed. Last week, I received a call from my friend Linda Lee, who is a chaplain at the Stillwater Prison. There's a prisoner who has asked to see a Lutheran pastor. This man has not been in a church since he was a little boy. He was baptized and working a team. So in the next couple of weeks, I'll be going to see him. Now, I've never been to a prison. I've been to a juvenile detention center, but this is a high security prison. So I don't know what to expect. As I prepare to meet this man, I've been praying for him. And I've been wondering what his story is, where his life has taken him. For right now, I don't need to know what he did to end up in jail. But I'm preparing to meet him. But after this reminder from Matthew's gospel, I'm asking God to provide me with the eyes to see this prisoner as one of Jesus' own sons, descended from that royal line of David. Well, there's this guy named Father Gregory Boyle who wrote a book called Tattoos on the Heart. He's a Jesuit who hangs out with a bunch of gang members in L.A. And he says that Jesus teaches us that nothing should separate us, even from gang members. he says, inching ourselves closer and creating a community of kinship, a friendship, such as God might recognize, would include a circle of compassion. Then, before we know it, we imagine no one standing outside of the circle, we moving ourselves closer to the margins, the margin that is suddenly erased. We stand there with those whose dignity has been denied. We locate ourselves with the poor and the powerless and the voiceless. And at the edges, we join the easily despised and those who are always left out. We stand with the demonized, the demonized person. We put ourselves right next to the disposable. The day will come and we will stop going through. This time of year, again, there's a lot of focus on family. But let's not forget that Jesus' definition of a family is much wider than we could possibly imagine. This family can only be reconciled and made new through the example that Jesus provides today. It is a family that varies widely. It is a family connected not by the blood of our ancestors, but by the blood of Jesus. Just in time for the Christ child to arrive this Advent, Jesus gathers us all together like a mother hen and holds us all close to his heart and makes all of us his own. Thanks be to God.